بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عنوان الكيجن الله طلع raised his hand on the shoulder of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now this message kama yaliku li shani, or say Allahu a'lamu bi muradhi bithalik. And then he asked for something. So on that, at that moment, everything became clear to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The blessings of Allah Ta'ala, everything became clear. And when everything became clear, he was asked, now ask him to make dua. So obviously, when it is Allah Ta'ala that is asking you to make dua, and after everything becomes manifest, becomes clear, then there can't be anything better. You're seeing everything, and then Allah Ta'ala asks you to ask. So can there be anything better than that? So the one that is asking is Allah Ta'ala, and the one that is making dua is the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And at a time of tahajjud, right, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I saw Allah Ta'ala in the best appearance. So can there be a luckier moment? Can there be a better and a greater dua? Where Allah Ta'ala himself is instructing, the one that is making dua is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the time is around tahajjud, right? So can there be anything better? So Rasulullah made this dua, إِنِّي أَسْأَلُكَ فِعْلَ الْخَيْرَاتِ. Give me the grace to do good works. So what good work? Allah will inspire. So I asked, and obviously when I've asked on Allah's instruction, then Allah will guide me to that which is best. So in life you get some lucky moments, fortunate moments, lucky moments, and then we have to exploit those moments. Like this last 10 days, and there are numerous lucky moments. Sometimes a person's whole life can change. One dua and one word just striking a chord with the mercy of Allah Ta'ala, and puri zindagi ban jayegi. The whole life is made up. So that is why Allah Ta'ala has given these moments. Al-Ashr al-Awakhir min Ramadan, last 10 nights. So whether it's the even or the odd, but one hadith says last 10 nights. So that means the lucky moments can be at any time in these 10 last nights. More especially on the even nights, but in general, any of the nights, Allah Ta'ala's mercy can strike. So when Allah is asking, then we should be taking maximum advantage, asking for the best things. And who knows, that you may just strike that moment, and tomorrow, tamam maqasid, all your works will be done. One friend of mine entered a grocery shop, you know. So they asked him to fill a form. So now, just for the fun of it, now just to please those people there, he filled the form. And not even half an hour passed, he was still doing his groceries. Not even half an hour passed, his name was announced, come to the counter. We won the competition, 5 million rand, twin cab. See the lucky moment. So any time the special moment can come. But we have to be alert and focus. If the moment comes, then you mustn't lose. That is why I said in the morning, I explained in the afternoon, that one way is to pay up. Person that you can get along easily with, we pay up and we cry to Allah Ta'ala. Make some namaz and then we cry again. Make some namaz, some tilawat, some talim, some zikr. So you distribute your time in different forms of ibadat so that the night is spent in some form of ibadat. Doesn't have to be in namaz, doesn't have to be in talim all the time, but it can be distributed. Sometimes namaz, sometimes zikr, sometimes tilawat, sometimes dua, sometimes some talim. But just avoid speaking and talking. Just getting together and speaking and talking, that's the thief of time. We meet, get together, that's the rogue, that's the thief of time. Nobody stops us from eating. Nobody stops you from drinking. And especially when it's permissible. من حرم زينة الله التي أخرج من عباده والطيبات من الرزق. So Allah Ta'ala has made it available. So nobody says it's impermissible. Abdullah ibn Abbas says, eat as you please and wear as you please, but just take care of 4 or 5 aspects. Guard yourself against haram, right? Number one. Number two, guard yourself against the ways of the kuffar, in your clothing, in how you appear. Then one is the ways of Muslims and one is the ways of the non-Muslims. So you see to it that you don't imitate them. And really, the beauty is the way of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Anything besides the ways of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is not beautiful. No matter what type of suit you're wearing, no matter what type of track suit you're wearing, or takis you're wearing, but the beauty is in the sunnah, in the lifestyle of the beast person. That's the ultimate. So, we try to imitate. And everything besides the sunnah is really ugly. But just time will tell you. It's either ugly, or it's either wasted. People, they want to jump from one fashion to the other. Now you've got a hairstyle, that it looks so devilish, you know, punk, or your hair standing up. You put that type of gel, whatever, and the hair stands up. But you feel afraid to sit next to that person. Maalum hai ke shaitan hoga, ke iblis hoga, kya hoga. Allah Pak gives so nice, beautiful black hair. Now, as you make that hair pink, blue, but you feel afraid, you know this man is right, not right. The clothing as well, what Nabi Sam wore, Sahaba Kiram wore, that's the best. Generally, a Muslim's lifestyle, the clothing, is about 3-4 things that must be particular about. One is, it must be loose fitting. It mustn't be body hugging. That the whole shape of the body becomes apparent, right? Like if it's too tight, sometimes you're standing in namaz and a person's clothing is very, very tight, you know, the tight jeans, torn knees, and I feel afraid now, bichara, he'll go in sajda, patani, what will happen to him? It's so tight, you know, so tight. Something happens here, you just want to close your eyes. So that's not a human being's clothing. It's tight, it's loose clothing. See, his clothing are loose. Kurta is loose. Trouser is loose. Let it be a little bit loose, and let it be coarse as well. Coarse. Because sometimes if it's very thin, when it's colored, it's alright. But if it's very thin and nothing inside, now the person is making sajda under a bright light, you can see the underwear. So you should understand that this is not in keeping with shame. It's shameless clothing, it's kufar clothing. And we keep our distance from them. You know, came here for ibadat, came for Allah Ta'ala. But obviously there's a procedure to gain the blessings of Allah Ta'ala. Do it and you see how Allah Pak will bless you. Allah Pak loves His servants. Ra'ufum bil ibad, He Himself says, I'm so compassionate, merciful, I like My servants. But then do things that will usher you into His mercy. So not so thin that you can see it under the light, or under sunlight, whatever. So thin now, white clothing, and you got a underwear, and a bright light, and everything becomes apparent. The second thing is, in a Muslim's clothing, a Muslim's clothing is flowing. When it's loose, and when it's flowing. Not short. So let it be loose and let it be flowing. That's the second prominent feature in a Muslim's clothing. And how beautiful it looks. It looks beautiful. You can go amongst people, you look presentable. Khaja Mazhub Sahib Rahmatullahi was one of the great senior khalifas of Hazrat Maulana Thani Sahib Rahmatullahi. So, he was like a super intelligent person. So, if the viceroy had to come, then people like him used to be invited, special sitting. As it is, he was very educated for that zamana, and he used to be. So, it's an invitation from the viceroy, so as though the head of India, but representing England, right? The head of India. He's coming in. It's an extended invite to Khaja Sahib Rahmatullahi. Now others that were in that league were also invited. But now, just to curry favor with the viceroy, they'll wear suit, boot, pants, all whatever. And Khaja Sahib Rahmatullahi came in his simplicity, kurta, trouser, and how a Muslim should be dressing. The viceroy was so overwhelmed, he himself went out of his way to receive him. And then his words were, see, these people that are wearing this clothes here, they are wearing this clothes of slaves. Because they are showing their slavery to us. In respect of us, in respect for us, they have imitated our clothing. So they are like our slaves. But your clothing is the clothing of a king. He is so impressed. See, a Muslim, zara sahi ho jaye, kuffar bhi uski izzat karta hai. Come right, even the kuffar will respect you. You are parallel. So one is the clothing, let it be loose. Number two, let it be flowing. Right? Let it be a little bit coarse. And I have to remind people about this. See, when you're making ghusl of a janaza, then normally you cover the satr and then do the ghusl. So either it be a very thick white cloth or let it be a colored cloth. Because you put a thin polyester material covering the person. As you pour the water, then some of the sadar becomes apparent. So the easy way is that have it a dark colored cloth, right? And for Allah's sake, where you need to save, you must save. Where you don't need to save, then see, so the cloth is quite wide. So as you're turning the body, no part of the sadar becomes open. See? I'm trying to save all the money there, must be no israf. Yes, there is a place where you don't make israf. Abbas says, eat what you want. But just don't waste. La tusrifu. Kulu washrabu wa la tusrifu. Don't waste. There was an old person living around in Durban. There are a lot of factories and mills and all that. And then something happened, all his factories all just collapsed, everything failed. Regular namazi, long time passed away, about 90 somewhere, passed away, or 80 somewhere. So once I asked him, he was quite friendly with me, Chacha, you know you were so wealthy, prosperous, and everything just collapsed, everything fell. What do you think? What was the cause? That you were running so well. You had factories where no Indian had a factory. You were running so well. You had mills. And then you just collapsed. So no, I think I deserve it. Because we went into extravagance and wasting. And wasting, إِنَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُسْرِفِينَ. Allah doesn't like wastage. It's extravagance or showing off, right? Showing off and extravagance. Allah doesn't like that. But when Allah doesn't like that, so mere maal ke upar Allah Taala ki fitkar aayi. Then the curse of Allah Taala came on Muawiyah, everything closed up. So here in i'tikaf also, we should understand, nobody stops you from eating. Eat. But then, there are so much kind here. Don't eat so much of the whole day being in Dakar. So bilious, not feeling nice, too heavy, going to the toilet, coming out. Eat, understand. My one foy, my auntie, paternal auntie, she's late now. But she was in Medina, Zainu's grandmother. So, once on one occasion she was in Medina. So they had a lot of liking for her Sheikh, sent food and all that. So on one occasion, the Sheikh advised them that today we will make roza just with dates and water. So they felt a little bit uncomfortable at the beginning, but the Sheikh's instruction. They started with khajur and water, and only khajur water at iftar, nothing else. So she says, personally she said this, it was the best roza I had, the most enjoyable roza. Just khajur, just date, and water. See, at iftar time what happens, we are appeasing our eyes. You know, from within, پیٹ تو بھر گیا ہے سیرابی ہو گئی لیکن آم کے کھاڑے بھرتے نہیں آئیز یو کانٹ ڈزنٹ فل اپ وٹ اباؤٹ دیٹ ون وٹ اباؤٹ دس ون ہیئر وٹ اباؤٹ دیٹ ون اینڈ یو ٹرائنگ ٹو اپیز آل دا فوڈز آر گیٹنگ اپیزڈ بٹ یور اسٹمک از گیٹنگ ڈسپلیزڈ بیکاز Who has to do the work afterwards? It's not your eyes. Now your stomach has to do the work. Hey, now this thing came, I must sort this thing out. That thing came, I must sort out. One side is steak, right? I thought, I'm not making a mistake. And I start filling myself up. And it's more than the body requirement. So the whole day you feel miserable. really you feel miserable. Just eat enough, sufficient, according to, look at the weather pattern, what's to be taken, and eat accordingly. Now, too much of steak and all these things here, then in the heat, it doesn't go well. Then you need the aircon, you need all these things here, just to cool yourself up. You thought now, you know, you will become a bull. Not the case. See the climatic conditions and eat accordingly. And eat, understand. And in my understanding, you don't need to eat much in Ruza. Even if it's your own money, but you don't have to eat much. Unless you're very young now, 17, 16, alright, they need to eat a little bit more than that. But after that, no. After that, it's just a force of habit or the excitement of the variety. Now the savory came, man. We didn't do justice to that. Then that thing finished, then the desserts came. Then that finished, and the ice cream came. Then after the ice cream, then the homemade ice cream came. Then what about the tea and the biscuits? The stomach has become like a convenience store, you know, 24/7, full-time service. So sometimes I think our South Africans may go Jannat because of the stomach kurbani. What overtime is going through? Well, just eat sufficient. Just eat sufficient. Well, you're hearing now the doctors, etc. The sicknesses come mainly from the stomach. What are you eating? Now, you must remember that all these organs that you get is just once. One organ and no spare parts. So you have to look after this thing here. You can't see my stomach, I can just fill as I want. You know, it's very strange. You bought a new car, right? How much care you take to look after, maintain and service the car. Right? Don't you, right? And I tell people, see, you want to buy a little bit of a second-hand car, right? There's an old white woman selling one car, going to work and come back. And one person from Spingo, right, he's got a car, he's hammering that thing out. Same, around the same time. Tell me the truth, whose car you buy? Obviously, you know why, right? You didn't use the thing, so you didn't use it badly, samajh karke istemal kiya, so it'll give you some time. So, I tell all my friends, just make your niyat right. Eating right, just enough, right? With three niyats, it will sawab with it. One is, if I am healthy, then I can be of service to my brother. Strong, healthy, can't you be of service? Help him out, do something. No? Your parents, uncle, neighborhood, and some service, you're strong, right? Number one, right? And you're strong. Number two is all your ibadat you can do comfortably. Now you're seeing, in this masjid you hardly see so much, but you're seeing so many people sitting on the chairs. One masjid went to Cape Town, I think about two rows full chairs. What was disgusting was the whole two rows, you know, full two rows. It makes it like a church thing, you know. You know, the church, they sit on. Yeah, if someone is desperate, over 60, 70, sitting on a chair, alright, you can understand. But youngsters, everybody sit on a chair, and the whole ambience of the masjid is changed, how bad it looks. So that's why I say, maintain your health, so that all acts of ibadah you can do well. Namaz you can do right. Roza, you don't need any supplements. If you need to go for Hajj or Umrah, you can go well, comfortable. You can assist others in the whole journey, can't you? So one is you can assist others. One is your acts of ibadah, you can do it well. Number three is if you need to defend your household, defend your people, right? You're strong enough to defend. So you're getting the sawab of jihad as well, aren't you? So have that niyat. أَعِدُّوا لَهُمْ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ مِنْ قُوَّةٍ. You have to keep your energy, keep your strength. Why? When the day when you need to help some Muslim, right, or do your ibadat, etc., you're doing it very well. And one thing I hear from some brothers, you know, living in other countries. So when they going out in Jamaat, especially in African countries, then they will adjust themselves to their diet. Simple food, whatever simple food, they will adjust themselves. Furthermore, Tami Savarmish says, a person gets used to luxuries, so usse deen ka kaam nahi ho sakta. You get addicted to luxuries and you can't do deeni work. Can you, they're saying you to the sticks in Tanzania or somewhere, Malawi, can you work? Can't last. Right. So a Muslim must be such that, you know, anywhere you are sent, you can be an asset. But now you spoiled yourself so much, now they send you somewhere you can't work. Then haven't you now spoiled your opportunities? There's an opportunity to score, but you spoil those opportunities. So the stomach now, understand. Eat, but eat with moderation. Not so little that you feel weak the whole day, and not so much that you feel miserable. The whole day now, you have a Coke, push it down. You know, fruit salt, put it down. Or have some soda water to push it down. Or if that doesn't work, then some achar and whatever else to push it down. Then, bada, itna khaya kyun? I ate so much now. You ate with moderation, no problem. But now, beyond moderation, I have to go take this tablet here, go this one here, this problem, that sugar problem. So all because we don't understand. Go to someone who knows about dieting, what to eat. One friend, I saw him. So he was quite a healthy person. And in about 3 months, he lost about 12 to 15 kilos. So I asked him, you lost weight? He said, yeah. About 15 kilos. What did you do? So he says, I did just about three things. I managed my carbs very well. You know, anything that was carbs, sugar, all that, I managed well. I could do without it, I did without it. Anything that carbs, I cut it out, right? Number two, he says, this is a point I want to drive. I went on the Sunnah diet. What? On the Sunnah diet. So I want to see now, he's speaking right or not right. So what do you mean a Sunnah diet? So eat only one third. Just one third. Not more than one third. You eat now, you still want to eat more and more. But just stop. You eat now. You have fueled yourself. Now don't fool yourself. You fuel yourself. The idea is to get energy, not to fool yourself. More than that is now you're fooling yourself. You think you're doing good, but now you've got no energy now. Feeling weak, lethargic. Only now, after Zohar, around a third time, now you'll be crying right again. As you come right again, refill. By Isha time, Tarai, flat again. Kya maza aayega? Ibadat mein maza aata hai, kisi cheez mein maza. See, we are fooling ourselves. As I say, you are only one, look after it. It has to last you right till the end. Look after it, inshallah. Eat. And in eating, the second thing that is very much required, and all our sarvajanas are guilty, all. That, like I say, the stomach has become like a convenience store, you know. Anytime. Munching this, eating that chocolate, sweet, ice cream, all the time. So the stomach also has something like a brain, right? It understands. So you're treating it like a concrete mixture or a convenience store. What will happen now? Just imagine now, the children went to school, right? In school, and at 2 o'clock, siren went, and they're out, right? As they came right to the gate of the school, the headmaster called the children back to school. And as we at that time, how do the children feel? They feel miserable at that time, isn't it? So now you ate once, the stomach felt alright, it's finished now. And not 10 minutes again. How the stomach feels then? Doesn't it feel miserable? If you want to feel miserable, then the stomach has got a brain, it also feels miserable. If it's light, you're energetic, you're moving, you can be good for yourself, you can be doing khidmat for others, your parents, elderly, all people you can do. Understand. What to eat, how much to eat, what proportion. So, it's not about the taste. The food, don't look at the taste, right? Look at the quality. What good food? Kulu min at-tayyibat, good food, quality food. Not at the taste. Now you look at the taste, then these factories also will just see how to capture your taste, how to capture you. Just put a new flavor and capture taste. Thunder! You'll buy that. And you don't realize that you're going to be thundering all the time after that. So where is it going to go? An easy way I found for health is eat that food that your wuzu can last long. Then you'll be on the course. Your wuzu can maintain your wuzu. So you eat enough, you didn't like deprive yourself, but you can hold your wuzu for long. So you can do work, etc. You don't have to force your wuzu. Forcing wuzu is not right. Don't force the wuzu. Right? But you can keep the wuzu right. So that was the second thing that brother said to me. One is sunnah eating. One is I left out the carbs. And the third thing he says, I walk, I have a nice walk, swift walk for about 20 minutes every morning. At that, then I asked him, but you feel any weak, you feel weakness now, that you lost 15 kilos. He said, no, not at all. Now I'm feeling more energetic, I don't feel sleepy. I feel energetic, I enjoy the work that I'm doing. I don't feel sluggish and lazy. So Muslims must learn these things. Yeah. That's why Hazrat Luqman al-Islam said, once the stomach is filled, right, then to eat after that, filled means that you had enough. To eat after that is better for you to give that food to the dog than eating more than that. Because it's going to destroy you. You're going to hurt yourself. So better to give it away to a dog than eating more than that. So, but don't waste. Allah Pak doesn't like that. La yuhibbul musrifin. He also, whenever it's convenient to eat, nobody will stop you. But remember, don't disturb others. When you eat, wherever, designated spots, so don't disturb. Number one. Number two is don't waste. How much you need, eat. Otherwise, give it the rest, take it in a box, and give it to someone that's deserving. It mustn't go on into the waste. Like I explained just now, that man is suffering poverty because they were wasting food. It's a favor of Allah Ta'ala. A lot of people are starving. They're talking about the Gaza people, no nothing to eat. Now, does it look right? They are starving and wasting. Does it look right? So order in less quantities, so you don't have to waste. But in the event there's something more, pack it up nicely, decently, respectfully, and give it to someone. But don't throw that thing. And number three is, when you're living in a masjid environment, then look at also try and understand and respect the ambience. It's supposed to be clean, neat. Right? Now, you just ate and left the utensils. I say, is it in keeping with the ambience of the place? Does it amount to having a sense of responsibility? I ate, now I need to see that everything is clean, put away in the right places. We just eat and just leave it. Is that right? we have not, the workers will come and do it, right? But you aid as an odd hour, and now he must be serving all the time. Is it right for the worker? Are we fair to him? Ramzan is here to teach us the lesson of taqwa. Taqwa is not to hurt. Don't hurt anybody. Not emotionally, not verbally, in any way. So the food is yours, eat, enjoy, but don't overeat, don't waste. If you burp all the time, you feel nauseated, feel weak throughout the day. Right? And act responsibly. So in the designated spots only, and then eat our portions, the rest of it, if they need, pack it up nicely and give it to someone. Otherwise, order in small amounts. So you don't have to waste. Sometimes the stomach is full but the eyes are not full. Eyes are full. Iska kya ilaj? Now just think of the brothers in Gaza, what's happening there and what we're doing. So some of us can think of what my auntie did, you know. One khajur and water. And she says, a lot of times she says this, that was the best roza, you know, most enjoyable, most relaxing roza, or that Hazrat Sheikh Ramadan had. I saw my Yusuf Mutala Sahib, rahmatullahi alayhi, and he would say that, right, at times, only khajur and water. And then he took it to another extreme, only one khajur at iftar, and one khajur at sehri. It says the enjoyment that you get is something different. If you want, you can experience it. I know from bloggers are getting the jitters, because what's going to happen with the pies and ice cream, just try it out. The easy way is that eat the khajur, right, but eat it slowly, let the thing go around your mouth nicely, let it melt, and drink water of it. And you see that the roza goes so well, so beautiful. The whole roza from the morning, it goes so well. And the whole day you feel energetic, you feel nice. Standing namaz, zikr, tilawat, you feel nice. But all you have to leave out, don't mix out, and don't talk. Don't mix and don't talk, leave these things out. And engage in all the other activities. You see how nice you feel. And this Ramzan will be like a blessing for you. So your focus is something else. It's not the variety of the food. It's to bring about the spirit of taqwa in us, what it requires. See, you know, one thing that has come to mind now, Aisha Radhiyallahu Anha, she ate for the second time in the day. Nabi Sallam said, this is also a type of israf. Alright, that was for that time, right? Now, yeah, I say, alright, eat two times, or maybe two, three times in the day, right? But and taakul ma tashtahi, what you eat, what you desire, right? That is also an israf. Now and then, what you desire, you eat, right? But every day you make the pattern of what I desire, what I like, just eat that. And that's also a type of israf. Mahazar, whatever is prepared, today's mug, tomorrow is dar, something, just eat and finish. And the simple food is better because you don't feel like overeating. It's mug now. Will you overeat? Huh? Don't overeat. Right. I put samosa, ice cream, biryani, all that. Then it's likely that you'll overeat. But it's simple food. You just eat. And then you say, Jazakallah, eat dice. Forget that. See that? This thing is destroying your health. Don't be such now that you can't be an asset for Islam. You can't be a help to your brother. In your acts of ibadah, you find it difficult. Then it means your life is just around eating, enjoying eating. Then what's the life for? Is there any meaning to the life? You can't be an asset to your parents, to your neighbors, to other Muslims, to yourself. Or everybody, every other person has to support you. You know, in the Afghanistan war took place against Russia, you know. And the time it was open, you could go and support Afghanistan against Russia. So when South Africans were going that side, he said, "Bhai, please go back, because we need four people to look after you. You are like a rainbow chicken. No energy. We need four Afghanis to look after you. You go back." So let us not be such a weak people. It's just around food. Food spoiling the health. There's no charisma, no strength, no energy to work. Let us not be that. Look after ourselves with good intentions. Allah Pak grants all tawfiq.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا مولانا محمد وأصحابه أجمعين يا رب لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك ولعظيم سلطانك يا حي يا قيوم يا حنان يا منان يا بديع السماوات والأرض يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم جزى الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار توفنا مسلمين وألحقنا بالصالحين توفنا مسلمين وألحقنا بالصالحين اللهم بارك لنا في الموت وفيما بعد الموت اللهم إنا نسألك فعل الخيرات وترك المنكرات وحب المساكين وأن تغفر لنا وترحمنا وإذا أردت بقوم فتنة فتوفنا غير مفتونين اللهم ارزقنا حبك وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يقربنا إلى حبك اللهم أغننا بالعلم وزيننا بالحلم وأكرمنا بالتقوى وجملنا بالعافية اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار اللهم إنا نسألك إيمانا لا يرتد ونعيما لا ينفد ومرافقة نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في أعلى درجة الجنة جنة الخلد اللهم إنا نسألك الجنة ونعوذ بك من النار اللهم إنا نسألك الجنة ونعوذ بك من النار اللهم ارزقنا شهادة في سبيلك اللهم ارزقنا شهادة في سبيلك واجعل موتنا في بلد نبيك صلى الله عليه وسلم والله most merciful Allah, most compassionate Allah, most forgiving Allah, Allah forgive all our sins, Ya Allah. Allah, those sins have been committed knowing and unknowingly. Allah, those sins be committed in private, Allah, those sins be committed in public, Allah. Allah, you have full knowledge of all our sins, Ya Allah. Allah, please forgive us, Ya Allah. Allah, we're carrying heavy loads of sins, Ya Allah. Only you can forgive, Ya Allah. O Allah, besides you, no one can forgive our sins, O Allah. We cannot knock at any other door besides your door for your forgiveness, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, please forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you have said in the Quran Sharif, وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. Ya Allah, please forgive us, O Allah. Have mercy on us, O Allah. Have mercy on the ummah, Ya Allah. O Allah, this Mubarak month of Ramadan is coming to an end, Ya Allah. O Allah, forgive us, O Allah. O Allah, save us from the curse of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Ameen of Jibreel alayhi salam. O Allah, please forgive us, Ya Allah. O Allah, we don't deserve, O Allah, so many ni'mats, Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You blessed us with, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, despite so many sins, O Allah, despite breaking your laws, Ya Allah, despite abandoning the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah, you blessed us again with this opportunity of sitting in this pious company, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you brought us so far to this Mubarak place, Ya Allah.
Allah, the filthy people, Allah. Our actions, Allah, all broken, Ya Allah. We have nothing that deserves this, Ya Allah. It's only your compassionate, Ya Allah. Allah, your compassion, your mercy, Allah. Your raham, your karam, Allah. We don't deserve this, Allah. Allah, please forgive us, Ya Allah. Allah, grant us the tawfiq of appreciating this Mubarak company, Allah, Mubarak company of Hazrat Mufti Sahab, and all the pious people, Ya Allah. Allah, accept us for the khidmat of deen, Ya Allah. Allah, let us be engaged in good actions, Allah, till our last moment, Ya Allah. Allah, protect us from doing that action that will bring your wrath down, Allah, and will make us mahroom of doing the khidmat of deen and being in a company of the pious people, Allah. Allah, teach us the adab of being in a company of the pious, Allah. Allah, protect us from doing anything that will bring the displeasure, Allah. Allah, guide us, Allah. Keep us on a straight path, Allah. Allah, keep us on a straight path, Allah. Protect us from all types of fitan, Allah. Allah, so many type of fitan that are out there, Ya Allah. Please protect us, Ya Allah. Allah, especially from the fitna of the technology and the cell phone, Allah. Allah, grant me the tawfiq of keeping away and staying away from this big fitan, Allah. Allah, this is the last ashara. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that is the ashara idkum min al-nar. Allah, please save us, Allah, from the fire of Jahannam, Allah. All those people who have passed on, Ya Allah, please forgive their sins, O Allah, and grant them all Jannatul Firdaus, Ya Allah. Allah, grant us Jannatul Firdaus, Ya Allah. Allah, accept us for the khidmat of deen, Ya Allah. Allah, bless us with a good death, Ya Allah. Protect us from an evil death, Ya Allah. Allah, make our last moments the best moments, O Allah. Our best action must be the last action, Allah. And the best day will be the day we'll meet you, Ya Allah. Allah, be happy with us, Allah. Allah, grant us ikhlas in all our actions, Allah, our statements, Allah, our behavior, Allah. Allah, protect us from showing off, Ya Allah. Allah, remove all akhlaqi radhila from us, Allah, and substitute it with akhlaqi hamida, Ya Allah. Allah, clean our hearts, Ya Allah. Purify our hearts, Ya Allah. Our eyes, our ears, our tongue, Ya Allah. Allah, grant us tawfiq of making amal on all what Mufti Sahib is teaching us, Ya Allah. Allah, make this a means of changing our lives, Ya Allah. Allah, Allah, forgive all of us, Ya Allah. Our parents, Ya Allah. Our asatida, our mashayikh. And all those people who have asked for du'as, Allah. Allah, keep us on a straight path, Allah. Allah, accept all our ibadat, Allah. Our fasting, our tilawat, our namaz, our recitation of the Quran and Sharif. Allah, correct our recitation of the Quran and Sharif. Allah, grant us the tawfiq of reading the Quran and Sharif correctly, Ya Allah. Allah, through the wasil of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, accept this, Allah. We don't know how to beg you, Ya Allah. Allah, please forgive us, Ya Allah. Allahumma inni as'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minu nabiyuka wa habibuka Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa na'udhu bika min sharri ma sta'adhaka minhu nabiyuka wa habibuka Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Antal musta'anu alayka al-balagh, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyil azim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursalin, alhamdulillah.